From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Republican presidential candidate John McCain meets today with the Dalai Lama in Aspen, Colorado. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Colorado is expected to be a battleground state in November. A new poll shows John McCain with a razor-thin lead here over Barack Obama. Yesterday, McCain was in another hotly contested state, Ohio, where he spoke at a cancer forum sponsored by the Lance Armstrong Foundation. McCain called for more aggressive public awareness campaigns against cigarettes, but he said he wouldn't support higher tobacco taxes, even if they discourage smoking.
I'm not for raising anybody's taxes. I think right now with these economic problems we have, lower taxes is what we need.
McCain says he's not confident that lawmakers would spend the money raised by higher tobacco taxes wisely. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Denver.
Democratic White House hopeful Barack Obama's overseas trip takes him to France today for talks with President Nicolas Sarkozy. He'll also meet in London with British Prime Minister Gordon Brown. In Berlin yesterday, Obama told a crowd of some 200,000 that barriers that separate people need to be broken down. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice says Pakistan needs to do more to help curb the flow of militants across its border into Afghanistan. Speaking to reporters in Western Australia, Rice said it is important to take a hard look at why Taliban militants are fighting in the way they are now.
They generally are taken on and defeated pretty handily when they come in actual military formations, but they certainly are. There's an uptick in the terrorism, not just against forces, but against the Afghan people.
Australian Foreign Minister Stephen Smith backed Rice. He says Pakistan's northwest frontier province is the current international hotbed of terrorism. The issue is likely to come up when Pakistan's prime minister meets with President Bush at the White House in a few days. The state of New York is suing the big Swiss bank UBS. New York says the bank misrepresented the risks of what are called auction rate securities to its clients. NPR's Jim Ciroli reports.
Auction rate securities are long-term debt products with interest rates that fluctuate based on weekly auctions. They're often issued by municipal and state governments. The $330 billion market has tightened considerably this year as credit conditions have weakened. New York Attorney General Andrew Cuomo said UBS Securities and UBS Financial Services falsely sold and marketed auction rate securities as safe and liquid investments. Cuomo said even as the company was doing this, top executives were selling millions of dollars worth of their personal holdings. The state wants UBS to buy back auction rate securities from its customers. The bank said it would vigorously defend itself against the charges, and it rejected claims that the bank tried to unload the securities into client accounts. Jim Ciroli, NPR News, New York.
And from Washington, this is NPR News. President Bush has declared 15 South Texas counties disaster areas following Hurricane Dolly. The storm is breaking up today, but Texas's governor says more flooding is possible. Damage is estimated to be in the hundreds of millions, and downed power lines remain a problem. In New Hampshire, violent storms have left one person dead and a dozen or so are reported injured. The National Weather Service is trying to figure out if yesterday's storms included a tornado. Democratic leaders in Congress say the country needs a second economic stimulus package in addition to the $150 billion worth of rebate checks that went out this spring. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
In calling for a new stimulus plan, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi pointed to unemployment figures showing a rise in people applying for jobless benefits.
This is yet another indication that we need a second economic stimulus package, one focused on job creation, economic growth, and disaster assistance.
Pelosi said she'd like to see a major investment in infrastructure, an increase in food stamps, more home heating assistance, and disaster relief for the Midwest. She predicted the package would be at least $50 billion. A spokesman for House Republican leader John Boehner said the best thing Congress could do to stimulate the economy would be to increase the supply of American energy and help bring down gas prices. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, the Capitol.
The House Judiciary Committee will be looking into alleged misconduct by the Bush administration today. Democratic leaders are stressing the hearing is not about forcing Mr. Bush from office. Instead, it will be about what the House Judiciary Committee calls the Imperial Bush presidency. I'm Giles Snyder, and you're listening to NPR News from Washington.